We will now proceed to House Bill 1049 for public testimony. Is there any, before I get into that, would ask anybody who's going to testify to sign the sheet that shows who's testifying on various bills. If you do that, we would appreciate it. So we'll take public testimony on 1049.
Thank you, Sherman Brown. Members of the committee, welcome to Pierre. See a lot of new faces on this committee I haven't seen before, so whether term limits are good or bad, they must be working. For those of you who don't know me, my name's David Brown. I'm Assistant Attorney General with the state of South Dakota, and I'm legal counsel to the Department of Social Services Office of Child Support Enforcement. I work closely with Terry. I've also worked closely with the Child Support Commission in development of the report and the legislation that just passed out of committee. I would characterize House Bill 1049 essentially as cleanup or corrective legislation. As you recall, approximately 3 years ago, the legislature passed what was known as a Major Welfare Reform Act. And it was mandated by the federal government, and it imposed a number of requirements upon states in order to reduce the welfare rolls of individuals residing within South Dakota and throughout the nation. And essentially, the Welfare Reform Act has worked quite well in removing people off the welfare rolls and getting them in a working environment. One of the child support requirements mandated by the federal law was it required every state in the nation to create two presumptions of paternity. The first presumption was if there were DNA or genetic test results of 99% or higher, that would create a presumption of paternity in any paternity action. And the second was if the parents voluntarily signed a paternity affidavit, either at the time of birth or shortly after the birth of the child at the hospital. In those two situations, a presumption of paternity was created under existing laws mandated by the federal government. And those presumptions then allowed the Department of Social Services to pursue the individuals for immediate establishment of a child support obligation without any further legal proceedings to establish paternity. That process, we accomplished that process through our notice of support debt process, where we, in essence, if we have a presumption of paternity in place either through DNA test results or through the party signing a voluntary paternity affidavit, the department serves the parties with a notice of support debt, which essentially is a notice and opportunity for a hearing before a referee to determine what the appropriate child support obligation should be under existing guidelines. That process has worked quite well in establishing the child support obligation, but essentially, as these couple years have passed, we've recognized two problems that have arisen that we believe this legislation will address. Essentially, under existing law, the first relates to custody. Even though under existing law, if there's a presumption of paternity, either through DNA testing or through the party signing a paternity affidavit, and we proceed before a referee or a circuit court to establish a child support obligation, there is no provision in the current law, the existing NSD process, for the circuit court to designate the primary custodial parent of that child. In other words, what we have in place is we have a presumption of paternity. We have a child support obligation, but there's nothing that in the current law that allows the court to designate that one party or the other would be the primary custodial parent. In most of these instances, because the children are so young, it would be the mother. That would not necessarily always be the case, but the problem is that we've had a number of situations to where we establish an order for support based upon the presumption. Then the visitation, one of the parents acquires the children and will not return the child to what we would consider to be the primary custodial parent. And law enforcement and other agencies are very hesitant to get involved if there's not an actual custody order in place designating one of the parents as the custodial parent. That's the first corrective measure that House Bill 1049 attempts to resolve. Essentially, what it will do, in addition to creating the presumption of paternity in those situations, establishes a child support obligation, it will allow a circuit court to designate a part of that order. This parent is the primary custodial parent of that child. The second scenario was very similar that we found since we passed the original bill, and that is that the existing notice of support debt statute does not actually allow a circuit court to adjudicate paternity. In essence, what we have is we have presumption of paternity that goes in place upon DNA testing results of 99% or higher, or upon a party signing an affidavit of paternity, if there is no actual adjudication of paternity saying that this child is the child of these two parents. That's the second corrective measure that this statute or this bill attempts to correct. And one of the major problems without an adjudication of paternity is that the father's name cannot be placed on the birth record, which I don't think serves anybody's interest, the father's, mother's, or the child's. So in essence, in short, what 1049 does, in my view, it clarifies our existing notice of support debt statute, and it cleans up the legislation to cover two measures that we didn't previously cover and we passed as part of a welfare reform package. I'd request your support, and I'd sure take any questions that you may have regarding the bill.
Any questions from the committee as to the witness? Representative Monroe.
Mr. Braun, can you run through that assignment of custody situation you had again? Are you saying that, okay, a kid's born, dad will run off with it, they can't say no, it's hers? Or are you saying that? Is that what you're saying?
No, what we're saying, Representative Monroe, is that under the current generally when there, if there is a full-blown paternity trial as opposed to not being contested, in those situations, the court will always, and even in a divorce situation, will designate who the primary custodial parent of that child is. The problem that we have with the current notice of support debt process that we put in place, result of the presumptions, there's nothing in law to when we attain the order saying that so and so pays so and so for support for this child, there's nothing in existing law to also designate that this parent, whichever parent is the primary custodial parent, and so that issue stays in limbo is what it amounts to. And we have had situations where, for instance, the parties had the presumption of paternity, and the father was paying the mother, and in the non-legal sense, in the practical sense, the mother was the primary custodial parent. The father exercised visitation, then did not return the child. The mother went to law enforcement and attempted to get the child back, and in essence, because there was not a custody order in place, law enforcement wouldn't touch it. So all we're trying to do with these particular provisions is to clean it up to, in addition to establishing a child support obligation, allow the circuit courts to enter an adjudication of paternity if appropriate, and also to designate this parent is the primary custodial parent. That's the only purpose of the legislation.
Follow-up question, Representative Monroe.
If they're going to be able to determine who the primary custodial parent is, then where do they go for visitation? Same person?
The same individual. If there's a contest or question regarding visitation and the parties cannot agree on visitation, essentially they go before the circuit court and obtain it,
again,
an order designating visitation, what the visitation arrangements are.
Thanks.
Any further questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
Just a quick question, Mr. Brown. If the paternity affidavit's already been signed, though, you would probably still insert that in the order anyway. I mean, I could see this as just perfunctory. Is that right?
Right now, we don't believe, as far as custody adjudications.
The adjudication of paternity aspect. I understand the custody, but if you have the affidavit of paternity signed right after the baby is born in the hospital, I'm just seeing there aren't any situations where you probably wouldn't put that in there.
I don't see any, no. Again, I think it's just clean up to clarify that that authority exists.
Any further questions from the committee? If not, thank you for testifying.
You.
Is there further proponents of House Bill 1049? Any further proponents of House Bill 1049? Is there any opponents of House Bill 1049? Any opponents of House Bill 1049? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Any discussion on House Bill 1049?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Menson.
I move House Bill 1049
be recommended
to pass.
Okay. A motion is made to do pass. Motion is made to House Bill 1049. Is there a second? Is there any discussion to the motion by the committee? If not, the secretary call the roll.
Okay, Representatives Bartley?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Nachtigal?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. Those 13 yeas, no nays. Representative Monroe, before we...
I can try this. You're not going to do it. I'd move to put this on the consent calendar.
Motion has been made to place this 1049 on the consent. Is there a second? Second by Hennings. Any discussion to place the bill 1049 on consent? Everybody know? Does everybody know what the consent calendar means? If we place the on the consent calendar, it will not be debated when it goes to the House floor. However, if somebody doesn't agree with the fact that it should be consent, they can remove it from the consent calendar, then it will be debated on the House floor. As of now, if nobody yanks this or pulls it, I have to be politically, the right terminology since we're going out on the internet. If somebody does not request that it be taken off the consent calendar, then it will go and just be voted on by the House members, and there will be no debate. But otherwise, we'll just vote on it. This has been placed on the consent calendar. I think that's a voice vote, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1049 is placed on the consent calendar. We will now